market might throw at them.
Yeah, but also, do they have, have a faith in a higher power? I mean, as in a very strong sense that they are here to do something remarkable with their lives, not just fritter it away?
Some do, others don't. You find it's variety. Some people have a very strong belief that, in fact, they are guided by a higher power, which may have no validity whatsoever, but if they believe it, it's often very helpful. Others have nothing like that. They simply believe that if they are able to work out a method by which that they can use again and again and again, and the records they keep show that they will finish up ahead rather than behind, they will just keep doing it again and again and again. Boring, boring, boring. But in fact, that's the thing that you'll get most of the really successful traders I know say, guys, it is boring. But it is boring in a way that is productive in terms of making money.
Yeah.
And when they try to get away from that, they usually, it's disastrous for them.
So they've learned that when they deviate from their tried and true system, it ends up a bit disastrous in a heap. So the other thing I wanted to ask you also was the sense of the way people saw failure, and I use the word inverted commas there, failure, where if there is a losing trade, it's okay, I can bounce back from it. How many of the people you know have that mental resilience and they don't label themselves as failure? They just see it as an event where, in this case, the market conditions weren't going the way I wanted it to. That's it.
That's where I come back to that very simple idea of helping people say, look, this is the first trade of the next 1,000 trades you're going to make. You get it in proportion. That's what you have to help them do. Because sometimes when you have a bad trade, they blow it up out of all proportion to what it actually is. It's a human characteristic. I used to run lots of seminars at different times, and sometimes I'd start and I'd say, look, what I'd like you to do is to think of, well, let's say it was about trading, psychology of trading, something like that. And so I'd like you to think of one real success experience you've had. And these are people who, are just starting to learn the game, more or less. And one failure experience in your life. Doesn't have to be about trading, can be about anything. People have no trouble at all in remembering lots and lots of failure experiences. They do that without any trouble whatsoever. They have a lot of trouble thinking of success experiences. And then when I get people talking about their experiences, they'll say, I've done that. I didn't think of that as a success. But people don't recognize their success. Just as I said earlier, they don't find things that they can praise in themselves, but they have no trouble in focusing on failures. So what I have to help people do is to see that they've had a lot of success in their lives. I take them through various techniques by which they can implant in their unconscious mind the idea of success, thinking of success rather than failure, and changes their lives. Not just their trading, it changes right across the board.
Yeah, you find that once it affects their trading, where it improves their relationships with their partners, spouses, kids, will also improve?
Yes. I believe trading, it's only one part of the whole, of course. Of your whole life. What I try to do is help people enjoy their lives more successfully. And as part of that, to enjoy their trading more successfully and be more successful at it. That is part of being enjoying your life. It's not the be-all and do-all, end-all of it all.
Yeah. And that is, like you say, it's a holistic approach, which is very refreshing to hear because, like in the medical profession, you know that the surgeons will only deal with the problem, regardless of whether the person's other aspects of their life are going well or not, and not really understanding that there is a relationship, everything is interlinked.
Yes, of course it is. And unfortunately, we are, with our so-called scientific method, are moving more and more to isolating things, to lifting them out of the context of the human condition and focusing on that without realizing that things are so interconnected, that mind and body are constantly engaged.
So with this sort of approach, you've had obviously multiple success cases, not just the two where you've got them to silence the inner critic by turning them into, you know, Donald Duck and fluffy things. Can you just share some more about those success cases?
I'll tell you a few simple ones. As I said, I believe in simplicity.
Okay.
One of the biggest problems in trading is people's inability to what's called pull the trigger. They have set up some criteria which they have demonstrated to themselves over and over and over again are very successful. That if they follow this criteria, if they enter a trade at this point and get out at this point, they'll finish up ahead. It mightn't win every month, but most months they'll win. And yet when they see that pattern in front of them, they cannot put on the trade.
Mm.
They're paralyzed through fear. Now, I think I find a very, very simple solution to that. You've got to work with a partner. It doesn't matter if the partner knows anything at all about trading whatsoever. It could be a spouse, it could be a son or daughter or a friend, but that once you identify that pattern, you then hand the information over to your partner, who then puts the trade on.
Serious?
True. That works like a charm, and it's so damn simple. And it takes all the strain off everyone.
Wow.
That's I've done a lot. Another very simple one that I have used very successfully, it comes back to, again, to what I said, you know, whether shoulds and oughts are valid enough. But I've said again and again with people that often, when they're there, I'm just thinking of someone now who was constant. She'd constantly count the number of dollars she'd lost, and get really upset. I found all I had to do with her was to get her that if she was looking at a trade she's made, to see how many points it had changed, whether it had gone down a certain number of points, whether it had gone up a certain number of points. Once she started thinking in points instead of the amount of dollars, she solved her problem. And I'm constantly astounded that some things as simple as this change the whole way people look at what they're doing. But it is these really simple things that you've got to look for.
Which,
the more complicated you make it, the less likely people are to do things.
Right, but they haven't been able to identify that. It's like not being able to see the forest from the trees because you're so close up to the tree.
And that's right, because so much of the information we get in the so-called talking heads, the experts, all the stuff in the paper and so on, you get all this advice being pushed across and so on. Most of it totally useless, and most of it going to cost people money rather than anything else, but it's bombarded with too much material. Whereas in fact, the basic truths are very simple. I mean, I keep coming back to saying this idea of a mechanical trading plan where you have automatic entries and exits. It's a pretty simple idea, but it's the basic one that every successful trader I know uses. And you can get as complicated as you like, but it's not going to change. It's not going to do anything any better. And there's a pattern that I use myself make my own life as good as I can make it, but I try to get my patients and so on to do, and I try to get the traders to do. It's very simple. It comes back to this idea of taking each day as if it is a fresh beginning, that you welcome the day you've been given. You make your first thought something for which you're grateful, because what most people do their first thought is something they're worried about. That will lead to another worrying thought and another one, and that messes their day up before they can get out of bed. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
You think of something for which you're grateful. People will then, and then that will lead to other thoughts, grateful thoughts and so on. Then imagine you've got a chute in which you're dumping all the stuff you want to get rid of down the chute, all the worries, the concerns, the depressions, the people you don't want to keep in your life anymore, all the stuff you don't want, that goes down the chute. And you go into a special place in your mind, somewhere where you feel happy and safe and content and peaceful, and imagine yourself this day doing the things you want to do. Now, if that can be related to trading, very simply, you wake, okay, you think, fresh day. You think of something for which you're grateful. So you think of a trade that you've done, that was a really good one, and feel so grateful that you were able to successfully do that trade. Down the chute goes the ones that were that didn't work well, or all the negative stuff you got about it, and then you go into your special place, and you imagine yourself going through your trading procedures, imagining yourself getting the trading thing from your broker, showing your profits and so on, and you show it as a success experience. You get rid of the negative experiences, you place them to the positive experiences. The whole thing takes a couple of minutes. It's a great way to start the day.
So you're talking about getting into gratitude, getting into a meditative state where you're centered and creatively visualizing how you want the day to pan out with your trading, the rest of your life, basically, is it?
Yeah, but you also want to get rid of the things that are getting in the way, that have made life difficult, that have undermined you. And you start fresh every day. Doesn't matter if you've had a disaster the day before, okay, you've got a fresh start the next day, a fresh beginning.
Yes, indeed. And so do you advocate this as a success ritual for all your clients?
Well, most of them, yeah. Most of my tribe, because I find most people are so busy worrying about what might happen in the future or what happened in the past that they can't enjoy what's happening today, which is all they've got. I mean, I've said this before, but I keep coming back to it again and again because it's what I see as the central problem in people's lives. There was a study done in the States years and years ago. 17,000 people were asked, what's the one thing happening this year in the next 12 months that you're most worried and upset and most anxious and most frightened about happening? The one thing. And then they went back at the end of the year to find out how many of these things have actually happened. And it was 1.8%, actually. So people had spent all that time fretting, worrying, stressing themselves over things that never happened. And people do that all the time, and it's the biggest source of stress in their lives. Once you can push things back to taking the one day at a time, and I know people who work on 1 hour at a time, to bring it back, to focus on just the present. Instead of that, their lives improve immensely. And the same thing applied to their trading improves immensely.
Yeah, that is very much, you know, the sort of thing that I would advocate to anybody else, because what you've been talking about, I've had a bit of a smile on my face because I'm thinking, oh yes, tick that. That's what I do as well in my trading. And it's nice to know that other people...
Well, we must be right then, mustn't we?
That's very good. And you're completely right where for me, trading is not about the making money. That's great. It's about meeting myself and becoming the best version of myself.
Yeah, but the interesting thing, of course, is that when you do that, the money comes anyway.
It's secondary, almost as a
byproduct.
So basically, when we're happy in ourselves, contented in ourselves the way we are now, and we're living in the moment and being grateful for what we already have now, rather, like you say, fretting about the future or worrying about, you know, the crap that happened in the past, the money flows because it's no longer about the money, and the money gets attracted to people who are attractive in themselves.
It seems to happen like that. And some things, you know, you're talking about getting happiness in your own life and so on. There's a very simple thing I get my patients to do, or try to get them to do. I do myself that each day you set yourself a target. And that target is that you're going to say or do five things to five different people that are going to make them feel happier. It might be as simple as commenting on the fact that they're wearing something and you think, my word, that suits you. Or something really simple. And the interesting thing is that when you do that to someone, they feel good. Because they feel good, they'll pass it on to someone else. And it's like throwing little, you know, pebbles into a pond, and the ripples spread out.
Yeah.
It's such a simple way of making an organization or people just generally a lot happier, thinking that's a target. Five people, I'm going to say or do something for each of those that is going to, they're going to feel better. And you feel better yourself, of course. It's what everyone wins. They feel good, you feel good.
Yes, and
Great idea.
Yeah, I think also there is a neurotransmitter that gets released. Is it oxytocin? The sort of the happy, fuzzy feeling?
Yeah, I'm sure. Whatever it is, certainly works well.
Indeed.
Sometimes I remember going into a relatively small private hospital on one occasion. The staff asked me to come in because there was such a climate of fear and horror in the place, and it was awful. And we did that for a couple of weeks, and the whole atmosphere of the hospital changed. The patients were asking what was going on. Everything was terrific. And then I got banned from the place because the administration worked on fear. That's how they kept their power position, through getting everyone fearful. And everything was changing. I was a bad influence. I was chopped out of that. But it can change within the space of a week or two. You can change a whole organisation.
Yeah, so you affected the mood of the place, and it's called a meme, isn't it? The cultural thinking of a place, and you basically challenged the way things were done and got it to be in a better place. But that meant that the powers that be would lose control through fear of their staff.
That's right. Shame, isn't it?
Oh, it's very sad.
Really disappointing.
Yeah.
Because it's such a simple technique, and it's one that's just so powerful out of all proportion to how simple it is.
So do you actually believe very much in the Buddhist traditions of, you know, as you give, basically you will reap what you sow?
I think so. I like situations where everyone wins. And most of these ones, everyone wins. If you say or do something to someone, and as a result, they are happy and feel better, you feel better. And you can't do better than that.
Okay, I want to ask you... Sorry, I'm going to ask you a devil's advocate question here that says everybody wins. So what do you say to somebody who says, with trading, somebody at the other end's got to lose for you to win?
Sorry, did someone else who's won?
I'll play the devil's advocate where somebody says, okay, in case of forex trading... For you to win, somebody has to lose on the opposite side.
You can choose to think that way if it helps you. What I try to help people do is to see what you want to get certain outcomes. If you think that way, what's the outcome? Are you helping yourself or anyone else? Usually you're not, so it's not worth doing. It seems to me you have to think in ways that help you in some way or another.
I would say too that in a sense you are helping somebody else and doing them a favor by showing them perhaps trading forex isn't meant for their personality type, and they should invest in perhaps property where it's less emotional roller coaster type experience for them.
Exactly. I think, in fact, as I said, it's a journey of self-discovery. And sometimes you learn, this is not for me. This form of trading isn't for me. You learn that other forms of investment might work better for you. But you've got to be honest with yourself. If you're going to be, they call it the inability to sleep at night method, don't they? If you're up at night worrying about what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it. Find another way of trading that you're able to sleep well at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or take and use another investment vehicle. But somehow, between you and me, I'd hazard that they probably have the same problems there as well, because the only constant in all this is the person involved.
Of course. Yes.
But it will take some time before they get it. I think, you know, some people have to perhaps
it takes a while.
But obviously, what you've said with the successes you've had and the stories you've shared about your clients and turning things around, it can be done and it can happen. But first and foremost, it has to be a case of somebody owning up and saying, you know what, it's not going well. And I am the common denominator in all these ventures, so let's go and get that bit looked at.
That's right. It's come back to where we started from. You have to take responsibility for what you're doing yourself. It's not someone else's fault. Usually it isn't. I mean, sometimes something is someone else's fault, but most of the time you're the one responsible. You've got to take responsibility for it, hopefully improve what you're doing.
Yes, and even if it's somebody else's fault and it sort of falls in a heap, I maintain that the person still has a choice as to how they want to interpret the event.
Yes, I think that is absolutely right.
And so, finishing up now with this interview, which has been fascinating, Dr. Stanton, what would you say if I were to say, ask you, you know, at the end of it all, what is your legacy?
When someone says to me, as someone did yesterday, oh, you've made my life so much better, I'll point out to them that they have made their life so much better. All I've done is shown them that they are capable of doing things they didn't think they were capable of. But as I said, I've had a long, terrific life, good life and all the rest of it. But the fact is, you keep doing it because people tell you that sort of thing again and again, that, oh, I'm looking at things differently now and my life is better. Another thing I hope that I help people see is trading's a part of their life only. It's not a be-all and the end-all of their life. I hope I help people build and feel more confident and like themselves more, feel good about themselves, and find things to praise instead of blame. I reckon that's a pretty good legacy, if I can do that.
I think it's a magnificent legacy, and I think you're already doing that and living it as your life rather than just talking about it. Well, yeah. Dr. Stanton, it's been a pleasure speaking to you this last hour, which has just flown, and the information that you've freely shared. So there are people listening to this who go, that man makes sense and would like to get in touch with you, how will they contact you?
I've retired, but I still practice part-time. I live down in Tasmania, actually. Quite a lot of traders contact me by phone from all over Australia. And I'm good for the tourist trade down here. People come down here for a holiday and they write it off as a tax expense and see me for a few times. But, well, you'd like a phone number or something, would you?
What I can do is actually put it on the website. So
okay.
So they still can have some access to you if they feel that this man is going to be able to help me change my life.
Yeah, we're going to probably republish. You mentioned at the start a book called Let the Trade Winds Flow, which actually has been one of the most successful books on trading ever in Australia, probably the most successful published. We're probably going to be republishing that too, because there's been quite a demand for it. So that's another way, that a bit of a legacy.
That's fantastic. So, you know, we'll look forward to the newest edition for that. I'm sure updating various aspects, but I guess the fundamentals will still stay the same, which is at the end of the day, the person who's clicking the mouse and placing the trade is the person who decides how it's going to come out.
That's right. Indeed, yes.
And
I've enjoyed talking to you a lot. It's been good.
And I too have had a great time this hour. So thank you very much on behalf of your money and your mindset, Dr. Stanton. It's been wonderful speaking with you. Have a jolly afternoon. God
and
bless.
You too. It's been a real pleasure.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Okay.
That's all right.
That's wonderful.
Good. Yes, that was.